Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for today's peak moment presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Jeff Hathorn, Steelers Insider, 93.7thefan.com. Pulled the all-nighter, was there for Steelers Seahawks. Now he's, what does Starkey say, caffeine-addled?
Yeah,
And with us, burning. Oh,
Jeff, do you remember those?
Burning the midnight oil.
The greatest man I've seen. He's in love with Steely McBeam. Mm-hmm.
60th, the finest man on earth. He is filled with happiness and mirth.
Jeff, are you just think about the bad caffeine days for Joe and how traumatic they were for all of us. Not the least of which was Joe.
It's just an amazing look at the human
condition
experience to watch Joe on caffeine.
We got into a little bit with the Didi in the 4 o'clock hour. Her take was pretty much, you know, if there are Steelers fans that don't come out of a win in a good place, it's more about the offense and the defense. And I completely disagree because, yeah, the defense stepped up and probably won the game with the Watt sack and then strip sack fumble in overtime, but I'm just shocked by how bad Devin Bush and Minka Fitzpatrick have looked to me, Jeff. And that's not just a 2021 problem. Like, those are guys that are supposed to be fixtures and key cogs to your great defense for years to come.
Yeah, I guess I'm more worried about Devin Bush than Minka, because Minka's showed some stuff on tape. And I think some of the issues with Minka are, you know, the defense not putting them in down and distance to allow him to go eat, if you will. Devin Bush looks like a rookie, like, every game. I mean, it's like
Craig wants to bench. Craig wants Spillane in against Cleveland.
Well, who are they going to have at running back?
Does it matter? Devin Bush will just run by him, whether they're a third stringer or a starter.
Yeah, what did Seattle have at running
back? Alex Collins and Devin Bush treated him like he was Earl Campbell.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he did. I'm telling you what, was it 76 yards, I think, in the third quarter alone?
Yep.
That was crazy. They had 65 yards in the first half. And then the third quarter, it's like the defense didn't show up. It was disturbing to watch them go down. And it's not just all on Devin Bush and Minka. But some of the things Bush does from where he was drafted. Fair
yeah, to
or not.
Whom more is given, more is expected. 10th pick in the draft, exactly. And Minka wants big money.
And to whom more was given up to acquire, more is expected. You trade up 10 spots, you should be getting a quarterback, Jeff, not an inside linebacker that doesn't seem particularly interested in tackling.
Yeah, I thought yesterday, or excuse me, last week, Cam Hayward said something. I did a story on Terrell Edmonds, and he said, you know, Edmonds is having a better year than people think. It's you're not hearing his name because he's where he's supposed to be. Maybe that was more of an acknowledgement from Hayward that Minka and Bush aren't. And maybe Edmonds is getting a lot of blame where it doesn't necessarily belong his way.
Jeff, how about offensively trying to figure out the Steelers replacing Juju? None of us really thought from a football standpoint it was a huge loss because Juju's numbers weren't very good this year. James Washington only got 8 snaps. What's up with that?
Yeah, I will tell you that that's more injury related. I mean, he was limited at practice. So
they said full on Friday.
Yeah, he was full. But he was limited.
Full of baloney is what it sounds like on the Steelers end.
If you were Dr. Evil, would your fingers be making very large air quotes right now, Jeff?
If I was in studio and you could see the camera, I'd be in trouble right now. Let's just put it that way. So there are injury concerns still with Washington. He's not 100%. And I think the other thing is they wanted to see – they thought the matchup with Ray-Ray, with as quickly as they were getting rid of the football, which reminded me more of last year with the offense. It was like a hot potato, a few of those throws with Ben. A couple of them worked out. But I think they believe that they get Ray-Ray in space or one-on-one, that he can win those matchups and give them the splash plays that they're looking for. He hasn't done it.
I was going to say counterpoint, Trey Brown on 3rd-and-3, just with the form tackle of the year, perhaps, or at least of that game.
Man, that second half, it was like one team knew how to tackle and the other didn't, wasn't it?
Yep, exactly.
I was just like you flipped a switch completely on both sides of the ball. One team started, you know, the Seahawks essentially took the first half off and the Steelers the second.
Yeah. Jeff, have you ever seen
– said
– go ahead.
The two guys that you paid – extraordinary money to that got some criticism for really showing how valuable they are in Hayward and Watt.
Jeff, you've been to so many Steelers games over the years and covered countless Mike Tomlin press conferences. What did you make of him after the game last night? I said to Chris, it was a very odd hill for Tomlin to die on. If he's going to get fined for something, why is it in the grand scheme of things something that didn't change the game at all? The way that the refs and the way replay legislated that play at the end of regulation, whether they get it right or get it wrong, it's the same result. Myers is kicking a field goal with 1 second left.
Well, I think Tomlin was of the belief, because the clock did run out at the stadium. I don't know what it showed on TV, but at the stadium it showed all zeros. And I think Tomlin's point was that game should have been over. We shouldn't have had to play, obviously. But I was talking to a couple people that came up the tunnel in the same area with Tomlin and said Tomlin was screaming at the officials, like going off, screaming and upset about that play.
Because he thought the game should have been over, though, is what you're saying?
Because he thought the game should have been
over. He's demonstrably wrong about that. There was a clear second left on the clock, and I wish somebody would make that point to him within his own inner circle. I'm not even talking about in the media. There was a second left. They showed it on NBC. It's ridiculous.
Now, but see, to his defense, the stadium clock said zeros. So there was no time left. You know, as they ran up and the whistle blew, there was – zeros. Now, there may have been on the clock that was on television, and you could go back, and they probably would have added a second. I agree with you there. But I get the weirdness of, like, what are you reviewing a play that didn't really have any...
Oh, I agree with them on that.
A catch.
I agree with them on that, but I thought, to Chris's point, that they spiked the ball with a second left, and whether they reviewed it or not, it was going to still lead to the same thing, a field goal try by Seattle.
If anything, Jeff,
to tie the game.
If anything, that entire protracted process actually made it more difficult on the Seahawks, because they had to re-execute a spike. And actually, to be fair, if you want to get mad about something in your Tomlin, there was a slight flinch that could have been a false start that would have ended the game on that field goal attempt when they pinched their line together. I'm just Mike Tomlin not know that there's a home – isn't there a hometown clock operator? Is that a neutral party? Come on. That looked completely absurd that they would have run that clock all the way out. It was like an obvious second came off when you were watching the game on television that shouldn't have.
Yeah, again, I'm just telling you what we were watching there. Yep. And I think with coaches, you see coaches get mad at officials. I think a lot of times that's them, his pent-up frustration with his defense probably in that second half. Mm-hmm. And the outlet was he could scream at the officials.
Jeff, I would say of all the times we've done Monday post games this season, this is the least we've talked about Ben Roethlisberger. And I told Chris it's because Ben pretty much played last night the game I expect him to play most days now, where he's just sort of okay.
Yes.
There's probably three or four really good throws in there, and there's probably three or four really bad ones, and everything in between is just him trying to get the ball out quickly.
And thankfully, the greatest in the game dropped that pick. So
He didn't drop it. It hit him right in the
I was gonna
face
say,
mask, Jamal Adams.
Dropping it requires your hands to touch it at any point in time.
I think I think when you looked at how this season was going to go, if the Steelers are going to have success, that it was the, you know, and the phrase now is game manager, that Ben Roethlisberger would be that type of player, that maybe he'd have a game or two where he would try to, you know, have to try and come back and win it with his arm. But an ideal scenario is, you know, a mix of run and pass where play action has some value, and Ben can make a couple of throws and they can grind out some wins. So, yeah, I agree with you. That's why you don't hear a lot about Ben. I think that's what you were looking for. At least most people that weren't dreaming about him from 10 years ago, that's what you're looking for from Roethlisberger at age 39.
I think the problem is, Jeff, you're going to need closer to what people were dreaming of. Unless this defense comes into form very quickly, they're going to need more of old gunslinger Ben to beat some of these better teams that are coming up on the schedule.
Yeah, that, well, and December is going to
yeah,
be
yeah, not Dan
crazy.
Campbell's Lions, Chris, but I get the point.
You know, yes, I'm talking about down the road here. At the time when Ben's arthritis might really be acting up and he's telling younger players it feels like rain out there.
I'll say this. Outside of Baltimore and Buffalo, Steelers won at Buffalo. You know, Baltimore had a historic comeback to beat Indy at home and needed a 66-yard field goal to beat Detroit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone in the AFC, especially among the wild card teams, is running away from the Steelers.
Jeff, what did you make of the offensive line decisions pregame? So Banner, we thought he would get activated for Juju. He did. He's off the IR. But then the Steelers don't even dress him. And then their left tackle, Dan Moore, goes down. So you're putting Hague at left tackle and just kind of letting Banner sit there in limbo. Your thoughts?
So Jim Cullen and I disagreed about this, and Jim was right that it was that Banner would be activated. I just didn't see enough work during the week. And when he was activated, I just assumed they were going to use him, you know, as the extra blocker, that they would bring him in as tackle eligible Zach Banner. And because he needs more reps. Like that surprised me. Why? And maybe if Rashad Coward was still on the team, like if he was a healthy option, that he may have been there at least for this week instead of Banner, because the reason that you didn't see him get a hat for the game is he's just not ready yet. And I'm interested, you know, to what he has to say. I'm sure he feels like he's ready, and he will be ready after the bye, which could be perfect timing for the Steelers' offensive line.
Jeff, go get some sleep, and then we'll listen to you tomorrow with Mike Tomlin at noon, okay?
Will do. See you guys.
That's Jeff Hathorn. Check him out on 93.7thefan.com. Heard an interesting story that overnight Amy Lawrence went to a Steelers insider, and it wasn't Jeff. Which I'm a little bit disappointed in as a CBS sports radio host.
Interesting.
I want Jeff to get the love in the pub.
So you just say Amy missed out on a big time opportunity?
That's how I see it. Anywho, follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, Malsey. Coming up next. Jeff said no one's really pulling away in the AFC. Buffalo would beg to differ. The Bills have pounded every team since they lost to the Steelers in week one. We'll have Bills and Titans on the Fan tonight. We will pick the game against the spread. You will want to fade Chris Mueller. Week six, according to a website where Chris writes, where he publishes every pick against the spread, had a Kevin Stallings-like performance yet again.
Wouldn't call it great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.
Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.